Epilogue. When you add to the truth, you subtract from it. Dear reader, we reserve this last part of our book to address you in a personal manner. Although our narrative never actually occurred, the issues are very real to life. We live in an age when most people give little serious thought to belief in God. Even among those who do profess some belief in God, there are few that have critically examined the actual basis for their own convictions. If you are an individual who has never given a thorough consideration to the basis of your convictions, we hope that our narrative will stimulate you to do so in the spirit of Paul's words, "Prove all things, hold fast that which is good." 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 21, King James Version. The composition of our book has been prompted by the proposed tour of Pope John Paul II to Canada. The Pope's visit will be an important event for both Catholics and non-Catholics alike. Since the Pope's visit will prompt such a wide interest in the most important representative of the Catholic religion, Roman Catholic convictions will also be in public notice more than at any other time in Canadian history. We believe this provides a relevant and timely opportunity to make an appeal to Roman Catholics and any others who are serious about their religious convictions. But why an appeal? The Roman Catholic Church represents the largest proportion of those religions professing to follow the teachings of Christ. It claims to be an authoritative voice for Christ's teachings on a basis that is quite unlike any other denomination. The present writer is convinced that these claims are important enough that they simply cannot be ignored. If the authoritative claims made by the Roman Church are accurate, then others are sadly astray in their understanding of Bible teaching. If, however, the Roman Church's claims for authority are incorrect, and many of her basic doctrines are consequently in error, then the situation is tragic. The present writer and the community he represents sincerely believe that the religious position claimed by the Catholic Church is seriously in error on a number of accounts. We esteem these errors serious enough to jeopardize one's salvation. In view of our own convictions, we would therefore be negligent and uncaring to remain silent. Our convictions concerning the Bible's true teaching are expressed in the narrative through the viewpoint of Alec and Anne Adams, and that of John Westwood. Their viewpoint of Bible teaching is representative of the Christadelphian community. Our approach to what we believe are some errors in Roman Catholic teaching is based solely on Bible teaching. The Christadelphians, brethren in Christ, make no personal claims for divine inspiration. Rather, we have absolute trust in the authority and sufficiency of God's own written message. The Bible alone is the beginning and end of our basis of appeal. Perhaps a word needs to be said about the approach that has been taken in addressing our disagreements with Catholic doctrine. We have deliberately avoided a discussion of all our doctrinal differences. This would make the narrative far too cumbersome and prevent a detailed examination of any one issue. Our objective has been to consider in detail a number of fundamental Catholic doctrines. The Catholic claims for inspired authority and the important issue of tradition versus the Bible occupy the first five chapters. These are fundamental issues, so fundamental to Catholic teaching that if they are shown to be in error by God's revelation, then the very basis for much of the Catholic religion is seriously undermined. The second portion of the book is devoted to a number of specific doctrinal issues that are bound together by one central conviction. Beyond doubt, the seven sacraments are essential to Catholic worship, as is the belief in the immortality of man's soul. Chapters 6 to 8 examine the biblical soundness of the seven sacraments, partially by continuing the discussion concerning the Bible versus tradition, but especially by questioning Catholic belief in the immortal soul. The doctrine of the immortal soul is a necessary basis for the doctrines of the seven sacraments. If it is shown to be an error, then the other related doctrines have their foundation established in error. We urge you to take the Bible in hand and look up the various passages that are discussed in the narrative. It is the only way to give serious consideration to the issues. If this is not followed during your first reading, please consider doing so in a second reading. The resource section is an important part of this book, found at the back. It is provided to identify authoritative sources for a number of the issues discussed in the narrative, and to provide more explanation for some of the points under consideration. Since a number of other Catholic doctrines deserve careful examination, we encourage you to contact the Christadelphians for further inquiries, or to give your response to our treatment of the issues.